District 87 has chosen a St. Louis area firm to install artificial turf to make the football field at BHS into a multi-purpose facility. Superintendent Barry Riley says the bid from Byrne and Jones Construction was just under $800,000.
The lowest responsible bidder came in about $230,000, $240,000 less than we had allocated for that, so we're happy about that. In the bid specs, one of the things that we wanted to make sure we did was get a company who is experienced in this, and we did. We've got a company that's done a number of fields, not just here around the area, but nationally. We're happy with that. We're excited, and they've indicated that they expect that they will finish by March 15th, which if that does occur and we're fortunate enough to have that happen, then that will allow our girls soccer team to be the first team to utilize it for contests. But that will also mean that it will not disrupt the track season. And our track teams, obviously, they use that area for movement as events are going on. And that was good news. We had a lot of interest. We had about eight companies initially that came to a pre-bid session expressing interest in bidding on the project. In the end, we only had three bidders.
Were the bids grouped appropriately when there were no real outliers?
No, there weren't really. They ranged from the winning bid to about $130,000 between them. So no, there wasn't a big spread, which indicates that there was a good interest in competition and really getting what I would observe as the market here in Central Illinois, at least for high schools, if there is a market.
Intermittent, I would think.
Yeah, we've got, of course, Wesleyan, we've got ISU that have artificial turfs on their fields, and they get a lot of use. And I would expect the same for us. Now, in our case, it's a little bit different than most high schools around us because we do not have a ton of green space for practices and other activities. And so all along in the time that I've been in District 87, I spent a number of years at the high school. I was a coach. I was an assistant to John Szabo as the athletic director. We had a need for a surface that allowed us to put multiple events on it. And it's very difficult to do on a natural surface.